It's time now for our Friday StoryCorps series. Mary Doy's Japanese-American parents and grandparents were incarcerated by the U.S. during World War II. She says recent U.S. immigration policies separating parents from their children feels reminiscent of the way her family was treated. Her 29-year-old daughter, Lisa Doy, is a Chicago-based organizer with a group called Suru for Solidarity, working to end immigration detention in the States. Suru is the Japanese word for crane. Recently, mother and daughter spoke as part of our StoryCorps series about the folding of paper origami cranes and what that means to each of them.
The folding of origami cranes in this way did begin after World War II, after the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, with Sadako and the Thousand Cranes. It sort of became a popular children's book, and this notion that a young girl who was exposed to radiation sort of folded a thousand cranes that became a symbol of peace. And I see it really as a base building activity where we're able to take something that maybe on its face doesn't seem like a super political action, like folding a paper crane, and use that to start a conversation with people about why we're taking this kind of political stance.
When our Chicago Japanese American Historical Society is often asked to present a program, they'll ask for an activity to go with the program. And it will be make origami, make the origami crane. And I always resented that so much because outside groups are telling me what symbol they associate me with. So for, 25 years, I've rebelled against the origami crane. And so when the crane is adopted by Tsuru for Solidarity, for me, it sort of rehabilitated the crane. That something that for 25 years I had pushed against now becomes something that I can accept and endorse. And I can't fold a crane, but I can string cranes. And I have a little string here. I can't reach my string. Here it is, little string of cranes.
So I think as I think about Tsuru, Tsuru really started in response to immigrant detention policies. But when I think about what undergirds both immigrant detention and Japanese American incarceration, it is ideas that sort of put people in hierarchies and say that there are good Americans and there are bad Americans. And I think that that's really the same kind of logic that supports a system of mass incarceration, that it supports a system of hyper-policing. These are all ideas that are connected to each other.
I hope we talked about the resilience of an art form and a particular symbol in that art form, the origami crane, to be resilient. I'm going to ask you if there's anything else that you want to say about the topic.
To me, that's sort of like the pinnacle of what solidarity looks like. Incarcerated people across a range of different contexts, whether they were incarcerated when they were children, whether they're incarcerated as adults today, multiple groups of people can sort of come together and say, our liberation is bound with each other's. This crane is as much for your freedom as it is for my own.
That was Lisa Doy talking to her mother, Mary Doy. They were recorded by StoryCorps in partnership with the Chicago Cultural Alliance. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. If you want to record an interview, you have until June 30th to sign up for a StoryCorps Chicago virtual recording booth session. A facilitator will help guide you. That's at StoryCorps.org/Chicago.